There is Bridget London. Stop that. Stop that. It's not time for that yet. Bridget London on the road show this morning. I will not miss you. I want to throw that in. While we had our little reunion here in the studio this morning. Yeah. What about? No, no, it's good.
All right.
Yeah. See the one on top.
Yeah.
No, don't worry about that. That doesn't exist.
There we go.
I just didn't take them out. No, it's good. Leave it alone.
Right.
It's good. We had to rewire some of the, in a hurry, all three of these things had to be rewired. You see, there's red one is not attached, the green one is not attached, and the white one is not attached, and all these mic booms. Within 2 days, all three of these cords that go through the boom let go. So I was stepping and fetching with 50-foot XLR cables to try to make things happen again. So we got it. Bridget London, Jill Kinsey, good morning. Jill, go ahead and pull that mic up to you, please.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Yeah, look.
Like so. It's not going to break.
All right, no, it's not going to
It's not going to die today.
It's not going to die today, is what the man said. Ladies, what a pleasure to have y'all in here. We've got a lot of mutual friends tuned in and listening this morning.
Hey, everybody.
On the trusty KERV app for your smartphone. That's right. And at KERV1230.com. So we have got Nick Huffman.
All right.
And Tana Nick. Lego, I know, are listening.
Hi, Tana.
Hello.
Yeah. And a guy that I didn't get to even meet until October, and I didn't get to spend as much time with him as I wanted to, but I really enjoyed the time that I did spend with him, Scott Green.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Hey, Scott, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Mr. Green.
He is tuned in this morning.
One of the coolest dudes on the planet.
There you go.
Very kind.
There you go. Yeah. Now, you are in a position now where you get to see Scott more often.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Good to see and a lot of the artists that come through. It's wonderful.
Right.
It's wonderful. Scott has a wonderful place there in Morgan City that a lot of the musicians, actually most of them that come through, stay, and he puts them up in his guest house right there on the bayou and
nice.
Cooks up shrimp balls, boiled shrimp,
yeah.
Which I first thought meant bald shrimp because I didn't understand the accent. When my friend Lori from the drink house said, we're going to go have bald shrimp.
Bald shrimp.
But it's wonderful.
That's how it's pronounced. It's B-A-L-L-E-D, bald shrimp.
That's right. Well, you're a Louisianan.
Sure.
That's right.
But I have scrubbed myself of that accent.
I kind of like that accent. Yeah,
well, I
do.
What's amazing to me, and I've told this to people before, and when I grew up, where I grew up in Southwest Louisiana, as a kid back in the 60s and 70s, nobody spoke. None of the kids spoke with a Cajun accent. Okay, mm-hmm. You still had a lot of the old timers, parents and grandparents, these mm-hmm. Kids my age, that spoke with a French accent. But when we were all in high school, we just talked like this. We were just normal. You know,
sure.
Nobody had that accent. And as I have found myself going back, we still have, my wife still has family down there, and I do too. But as I found myself going back through the years with the growing awareness of Louisiana culture and foods, I go back and see some of the guys that I went to high school with, and they all talking like this now, you know?
Maybe you just didn't realize it.
No,
back then.
I'm thinking I knew so bad right now. No, I mean, every one of those guys, now they talk like they say, hey, Gordon, come over here. I got something I want you to see.
It's real nice.
Man, what happened to you?
Yeah, you fall into that way too easy. I'm not buying any of this. I love that accent. And it's also, you know, and with Scott and Don and all those folks, it's also the home of Dat Sauce, our friends at Dat Sauce.
Absolutely. We got our big Dat. We got our trusty case over
I'm
here on the counter.
I'm telling you,
every once in a while throw out a trivia question and give somebody an opportunity to win a bottle of Dat Sauce. Go home and enjoy it.
It's good stuff. Absolutely. We sure appreciate them. I'll tell you.
Man.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And I can eat just plain rice with that stuff on it.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't believe how much I like it. And it's not too hot.
No,
you know how
just,
some
man,
stuff is
flavor.
Too hot. It's just perfect. It's got enough little bite to just.
I'm gonna tell you what we did. I cooked a big ham on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
And so with our schedules, you know, when we get home, it's like something quick, and so cooked this ham, and I cut it all off the bone, sliced it, and everything, and then put it in containers. every night this week, I've gone home and I've heated up Guerrero corn tortillas with, and I put ham in the skillet, okay, and heated up slices of ham, shredded sharp cheddar cheese, and topped it off with that sauce and made ham tacos.
That's right.
Well, that's different. That sounds good.
Oh,
you're making us hungry.
Yeah.
I know.
Stuff, we drove straight in. Jill drove from Athens, where is her hometown.
Right.
Yeah.
And I drove straight from Louisiana, so we didn't stop to eat. We got to Leukenbach and joined an incredible. We had an incredible night last night.
It was nice.
It was so needed. It was just.
Very
it
peaceful.
Was cold and awful, like sleety outside.
Uh-huh.
And inside, we were all by the wood stove, and we had a lot of artists from the last Honky Tonk Music Series there.
It was cool. It was very neat.
Really?
And Jill's first time in the Pick and Circle in Leukenbach.
Who else was there from the series?
David Harris and Matt Mathis and Kyle Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, really? Good.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Now, I know David and I know Kyle. I've not met Matt.
Matt is from Oyster Creek, Texas.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, Jill's like, yep, he's our little brother.
We sit next to one another, and he's real good people.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. He actually was brought to us by our venue in Oyster Creek.
Uh-huh.
And Mark Pepper brought him out to a show, and he's an incredibly talented songwriter, singer, and just hungry to get out there and tour, and he's amazing.
That's great.
Him and Kyle have done some shows together, and that's what's so great about, like, the series is able to help mentor people who have never toured, and then it also has touring veterans, you know, on. So the whole
now we're talking about the last Honky Tonk Music Series here.
That's right.
We're in a studio with Bridget London and Jill Kinsey. I'll tell you what we're going to do here, ladies. Due to the constraints of commercial radio.
Okay.
I need to take a real short break here. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to take a long break here, and we're going to get it all out of the way. All right? Until about 7:45. So that'll give us about 20 minutes or so unopposed. How about that?
I'll come.
All right. Bridget London and Jill Kinsey in the studio this morning talking about the last Honky Tonk Music Series, and who knows what else. We're going to be talking about this morning. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, Carrie, thanks. 724, 36 degrees. We're going to take a brief respite from the ladies here for just a second because we've got a sponsored feature, sponsored by insert sponsor name here. It is Big Lester's Music Shack hit of the day. Big Lester always brings us each and every day a classic artist for us to spin here. Today, no different. We got a little Gary Stewart for you. It's called Shady Streets on the Big Lester's Music Shack hit of the day, coming to you from the entertainment arm of the Hillbilly Hilton in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And yes, hi, honey. Well, let's see. A big hug from Mrs. Big G there, Bridget. There you go. Okay. So anyway, here it is. It's Gary Stewart's Shady Streets this morning.
Tell her when I'm wrong. shady streets and shiny shoes. And I'll try to keep the promises of it. But this old world just keeps on turning, turning. And I know someday's bound to turn out well.
Big Lester's Music Shack here today this morning. Gary Stewart, Shady Streets is the name of the tune. Thank you, Big Lester. Time right now, 7:30 on the nose. And in studio, Jill Kinsey, Bridget London. The last Honky Tonk Music Series. Now, let's see. Let's give us a little recap on the series, ladies. You gals, in memory of Wayne Mills, started working on this thing, back in March of last year? Is that right?
That's right. Actually, it started in December.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't about December 19th, Jill?
Yeah, you and your sister started working 24/7 without sleeping or eating about December. Yeah. It was amazing.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Okay. All right.
It took a while because the whole concept is to really do something to bring live music, you know, to the forefront again, because it's just the climate has changed out there so much.
It's hard to auto-tune live music.
It really is. It really is. And there's so much incredible talent out there. And we were going to do a series together in Nashville. We had another series that was happening, and it was reaching the end because it was just hard to deal with the venue. So the sound system and just a lot of problems with the club. But it was wonderful while we had it. And it
sure
birthed
was.
A lot of wonderful things that came out of it. But in order to really, really focus on the talent that's out there, make it available, like what you do here on your show, it's hard for people to see that in the general public because they hear what's pumped to them on the radio, and a lot of clubs are either cover bands or
right.
which are great, but it's not original music,
right.
You know, and so we wanted to do something to, you know, get people excited again about going to see live music and supporting and perpetuating the independent original artist. And that's what's been amazing to see. And it was inspired and created in honor of our friend, Wayne Mills, who definitely stood for all those things.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Okay. All right.
So we've been at it now, and we launched on March 22nd of last year. So
right.
A lot has happened since then, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Now, how
hard
many
to even believe what's happened since
it's
then.
It's kind of crazy when you stop thinking about
it. It really is.
This thing just exploded.
Well, nobody had ever done anything like this before, and there was a lot of hiccups, especially in the beginning, and just, you know, working on with that many venues and that many artists and different mm-hmm. personalities and everything. But people were hungry for it, and they're really, really looking to make a change and welcome these people in. And the artists are so amazing and have so much to offer. And what we've seen happen, well, look what's happened here in Texas. You know, I mean, we've got all different kinds of things going on. And thanks to you coming on board and helping us, especially like you helped us with the Hunt Store, which we have the Brothers Large tomorrow night playing.
Right.
And lots of amazing activities happening. And people like Kinky Friedman.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. But Jill made her was it your Texas debut at the Hunt Store? Where did you debut in Texas? Yeah, do you remember?
Well, that
Luckenbach. That's right. At Luckenbach.
That was the debut of the series, though.
Yes,
wasn't
it was.
It was the launch. You did the launch for the Hunt Store.
Right.
Hard to keep track now, isn't it?
Yeah, Luckenbach. Yeah, I know.
And that was in October.
August.
Excuse me, August.
And then Dallas came in.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then we've had you come in.
And Dallas will be back there in February with the full band.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, just in a few days.
It's just crazy.
It's crazy. It's wonderful. Yeah. And it's wonderful to see all these people and be able to see a lot of these people play in Texas. Because it's hard enough for Texas artists to get shows in Texas, let alone people not from here. So, it's been absolutely beautiful. Beautiful to see. And you know, main thing is, you know, integrity is really, really hard to find in the music industry. And to be able to find venues and people like yourself and artists who maintain that integrity, and that's what keeps it, I think, has allowed it to do things that it should have never gotten.
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
You know,
yeah.
Really, I mean, it's just an impossible concept, but yet because of, you know, the heart and soul of the people involved, it is evolved. Mm-hmm. And it's been wonderful. And it's going to continue to grow. We have our own radio station launching.
Right.
At the end of next week.
Right.
And that's going to be really, really cool. And we're going to have a Big G program on there, I hear.
Yes,
a rumor.
We are.
I hear a rumor.
I need to put that on my to-do list.
That's right.
I know that we had talked about that when you mentioned it.
Whenever you're ready. And we can also run some interviews from your archives. And you have so many great interviews with so many people. And it'd be wonderful to, you know, to air some of those.
Sure.
You know.
And you know what else we've got now, and not to go along with that, but I'm going to make it happen. Because I will pull this interview today. And I will edit it and put it up on our website at kerv1230.com. But this hour of the show, at about 7:05, if anybody, or about 8:05, if someone tuned in late, and or if you've got a friend that you want to hear this, you can go to my website at kerv1230.com. Go to the Texas Roadshow page, and you can listen to the Roadshow on demand for the next 24 hours. This will be this hour of the program will be up there as well as the previous 2 hours.
That's wonderful. Yeah. And everything that you have done in so many ways, not just for the series but music in general, like your, you know, AmericanLiveMusic.com, and of course we're going to be working with you on all of that as things progress here with the series. But it's seeing all of this happen and people coming together with a unified purpose and keeping the egos, you know, at bay and focusing on doing things with heart and integrity, it's amazing what can happen. It's amazing what can happen. And I'm just, like, amazed at what's happened even with you. And I can't even tell you how much just even what your show does, you know, let alone all the things that you do for independent artists that come through and everybody that's come through on here. And I'm just so excited to see Jill here. This is Jill's first time here on Big G.
Y'all can't see me, but I'm smiling.
That's right. Well, wearing her Luckenbach shirt.
I am.
I was really excited when you told me, you know, you said I may be bringing Jill with me. I said, well, by all means.
Heck
yeah. I mean, I would like to have, you know, 20
new
artists in here.
That would be so much fun.
Wouldn't it?
It could happen, you know.
Yeah. It could happen.
Come on.
It could happen.
Where there's a will.
All right. Bridget London and Jill Kinsey in the studio with us talking the last Honky Tonk Music series. Now, how many artists are involved
at this point? Right now, and not everybody is actively touring, but right now, connecting, you know, to the series, there's 55.
55 artists. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. How many venues?
47.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
That is
just
crazy.
Just under 50. We've had some come and go. Venues get sold, or they have issues with their taxes and this and that. And
you
got to
pay them.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a tough business.
Sure
it's
is.
A really, really, and that's what's so important, like, you know, what we're doing, because it's really tough out there. And a lot of these venues love music so much that they do it out of their pocket. Those are the ones that you know, we want to support and help build and grow and do things with. And, you know, we've got everything from small venues to really large venues.
Now,
you know,
geographically, Mm-hmm. Where are they? I mean, from, I know
coast
you got
East to West.
Yeah, yeah, coast to coast.
Yep. Coast to coast.
Yeah. Right. We got Moondog Hall.
Oh.
Oh, my God. He's out in California right now.
He's floating around with Spanky.
Yep. Yeah. And they, you know, have been, there was a venue that had signed on in the beginning. It's a real famous venue in California, but we couldn't really kind of nail him down, and nobody could get out there to really talk to him. The thing with this is all the relationships that have to get built in order to continue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's very important. So they went and checked that out, and it's a great venue, but they found another one that they think in the same area that fits what we're doing better. And they're out looking, you know, we'd like to have a total of 8 or 9 venues in California when they're done, so we could send people out. But I'll tell you what about Moondog Hall. He's been out there with his song and guitar.
Oh, my gosh.
Just burning up the highways all year, preaching the good preach.
Fearless.
Fearless.
Absolutely fearless.
New ground for us.
Blowing up engines in his truck.
Yes.
Yeah, everything. But he's been out there like nonstop since March.
Right.
Really doing it and really putting his heart and soul into it.
Very proud.
It's amazing to see. I mean, this is, you know, it's just really cool.
It enables the rest of us just to kind of sneak on in, you know. Right. We got the easy part. Yeah. We just got to go.
He is
you know?
A great ambassador.
Yeah, he is. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely. I told him he's still got a ways to go on that beard, though.
just keep
working on
it. He's catching on you. He's gaining on you. Although this should be the beard series. I'm not going to grow a beard.
Thank you.
How about you, Jill?
Well, I have one chin here I can do. There we go.
All right, now, time is 7:40 this morning. We've got a few minutes left here. Tell us a little bit about this last honky-tonk train to Clarksville.
Mm-hmm. The last honky-tonk train to Clarksville is actually going to have a pre-kickoff party here at the Hunt Store with the Texas Chili Cook-Off. Woo! On Sunday, May 31st.
Okay.
And then on June 1st, we're going to launch in Morgan City, Louisiana.
Okay.
With a stop in New Orleans. We're still working all details on that, but we have something pretty amazing in the works, thanks to the assistance of our friend Scott Green, connecting us to some folks down there. But when we get things worked out with that, I can announce that. But we're going to do a stop in New Orleans, and then we're at the Floribama on that Wednesday.
Okay.
But during the day, we're going to do some stops, VA Hospital, Children's Hospital, as part of the community aspect. That's the whole point of music is here to change lives.
Amen.
It's here to entertain and make people feel good, but it's music can have such an impact, especially on people who are in any kind of pain, physical or emotional.
It's healing.
And we all know that. We all know that that's why we love music so much. Music has the ability to transcend our spirit. And if we, along the way that we can do that and stop at these places and connect with these people, I get choked up.
I'm about to say. Like,
and then when we go to Floribama, we're going to stop in Mobile. There's a cancer research hospital there. And cancer's affected everybody that I know. Right. I know it's in my family. I mean, it's in everybody's family. And so then we're going to go to, we have a stop in Alabama.
Okay.
And we're going to do a couple special stops in Alabama. And then we have a show at Bobby Mackey's where we did our official launch.
Beep, beep.
At the world famous Haunted Honky Tonk. Hey,
that's
Bobby,
right.
If you're listening.
Bobby Mackey.
Really appreciate what Bobby does up there for real country music.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is just
RJ
he is just
Denise.
The man.
Yeah.
And RJ.
Mm-hmm.
And,
RJ Siebert, sure.
That's
right.
And a special appearance at the Spillway in Bowling Green on our way up there. I forgot to mention.
Tell Robert hello.
That's right. Yeah. And appreciate them. You know him from meeting him at Outlaw Fest.
Right.
And then we'll be at Jay's Sports Lounge on that Saturday for an all-day event, a new venue. Really love this guy.
Now,
in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a motorcycle escort to Friends Backyard Grill that they've already arranged through the community.
Miss Rhonda?
Rhonda and Nikki, and we'll be going there.
Okay.
Now, we're going to be selling bus tickets, and several of the artists will be able to, you know, hang out with the people who bought the bus tickets. Lots of perks for people. But the whole point of all this is to really do something extraordinary to spotlight not only the artists, but the community effort of the series.
Okay.
And really, really help spread the word. And along the way, we can tell people about Wayne Mills and his music.
Okay.
So it's pretty amazing that we can combine all
of these
things.
How many artists are we looking at taking on the trip?
I don't have a final count yet because we're still working. Once we get all the logistics, I want to get the New Orleans date confirmed.
Okay.
I do have a lot who are interested. Obviously, everyone wants to be involved in some way if they can. Some of them will come along for part of it. Some will be along for all of it. Some will just be at a couple shows, like Dallas. You know, he tours with his band pretty heavily, so he'll be able to do the finale and maybe the one in Columbus. And maybe a couple of the others if it worked out, you know. But we're going to do some things with Dad's Hoss. We're going to have a recipe contest.
Oh, cool.
And stop and pick a winner and cook it along the way.
Nice.
And things like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And just so many amazing things that are incorporated to this. And we're going to film it. And I forgot to mention that some of the events are going to be live streamed. And, of course, the kickoff is the official kickoff is at the Drink House in Morgan City with our friend Lori there, who's been just an incredible
beautiful
support,
person,
you know, to
Lovely.
The series, not just venue-wise, but an incredible emotional support for the series.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. And, of course, we have our hometown people part of the series in Morgan City, like Hal Bruni.
Hal.
And we have a lot of other artists like Kyle Wilson and Moondog Hall, Daryl Wayne Dasher out of Nashville, Brooke Falk, Mandy Lowry and Paul Nipper. These are just examples of some of the folks involved. And we've got a lot more who are going to be involved. And, of course, Donna Slater from the Floribama, which we're heading on Sunday to do the Songs of Wayne Mills show.
Can't wait to see her again.
Right.
Our first official tribute. We wanted to wait till it was the right time to do a tribute from the series in honor of our friend. We're going to do all Wayne Mills songs and then have our series show following that. Normally our series show is the last Sunday of every month, and we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
See, I'm turning into a Cajun.
Yeah.
Or there's another word I'm probably turning into I can't say on the air.
Tuna?
You said it.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Tee.
Time is 7:45. We got Bridget London and Jill Kinsey. Ladies, can y'all stay with me for just a minute?
Sure.
Okay. I need to take a look at your obituaries this morning, brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera and Kerrville Funeral Home. Eugene Gene Donald Bodie, 75, passed Tuesday, January 13th. He was born March 25th, 1939, and lived in Harper, Texas, all his life. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Friday, January 16th at Grimes Funeral Chapels in Kerrville. Funeral services will be 10 a.m. Saturday, January 17th at Lighthouse Fellowship Church in Harper, with burial to follow in Harper Community Cemetery. Arrangements are entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Douglas Clifton Wistner, 28, passed Monday, January 12th. He was born July 12th, 1986 in Houston. Celebration of Doug's life will be 11 a.m. Thursday, January 15th at St. Peter's Episcopal Church. A reception will immediately follow at Tucker Hall across from the church. Arrangements entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Services for Lawrence Dowling, 65, of Kerrville, who passed Tuesday, January 13th, are pending at Kerrville Funeral Home. Charlotte Jane Rutherford, 85, of Lubbock, formerly of Kerrville, passed Wednesday, January 14th. She was born April 12th, 1929, in Dublin, Texas. Visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. with a rosary recitation at 7 p.m. Thursday, January 15th at Corpus Christi Catholic Church. Mass will be 10 a.m. Friday, January 16th at Corpus Christi Catholic Church. Interment will follow at Rest Haven Memorial Park in Lubbock. Arrangements entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Lewis Leon Tisdale, Jr., 85, Fort McKevitt, passed Sunday, January 11th. He was born August 2nd, 1929, in San Angelo. Funeral services will be 11 a.m. Friday, January 16th, at Kimball Funeral Home. Interment will follow at 3 p.m. at Fort McKevitt Cemetery. Services for Pauline Mosty, 86, of Kerrville, who passed Monday, January 12th, will be 10 a.m. Friday, January 16th, at Grimes Funeral Chapels. Interment will follow Glen Rest Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 Thursday, January 15th at Grimes Funeral Chapels. Arrangements are entrusted Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. That is a look at your obituaries this morning, brought to you by Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville and Bandera and Kerrville Funeral Home. Time is 7:48. We've got a short break, and we come back with Bridget London and Jill Kinsey. Stay tuned. No, we'll talk about that later. 7:51. I'll answer him off the air. But yeah, well, I'll say this, Nick. Nick Huffman had a question about the mystique and the allure of Luckenbach. Luckenbach was just it was just an old place where you'd go out and hang out with your friends, drink cold beer, and listen to live music. Hondo Crouch came in there and started promoting it on a state basis and then a kind of a national basis. And Hondo was a what they called an Imagineer, and this guy was a big promoter, and he really put Luckenbach on the map. And then the song Luckenbach, Texas, which I know Waylon always said that he didn't care much for the song, but it put a lot of mailbox money in his, for him. Luckenbach is, I guess the question, is it the Holy Grail? It is here, for sure.
It is, and Hondo was a poet and a writer, right, and the spirit of creativity and non-commercialism.
Right.
You know, there's no TVs in Luckenbach. When you go there, you have to experience it. You got to experience it. It's right. A spiritual experience, really.
Right.
I mean, there's no other word for it, and because whatever is inside of you, it puts you in touch with that immediately.
Well, if you think about it, Luckenbach, Texas, the song came out way after the Viva Terlingua album that was recorded live in Luckenbach.
Jerry Jeff.
Gary P. Nunn and all those boys, Herb Steiner and Bob Livingston, all those guys. So Luckenbach was known and established in Texas for a long time before that pop country hit with Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings came out, the way I see it. But it is through creative marketing and through always following through with great entertainment out there, they have just continued to grow the brand.
Well, and the focus is on the music.
Right.
The focus is on people connecting, and it's not like sitting in a tavern, which there's nothing wrong with sitting in a tavern.
Because you get an outdoor stage going in the afternoon, you got people sitting at the table, sitting around on the benches out there, people milling around, people watching the chickens climb up in the trees and dodging bingo.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Bingo it's droppings. Absolutely beautiful.
It is. And after a rain, when you got a little water in the creek, and you got the little bridge that goes over the creek, and you can move around on the place, and then you go in the dance hall at night, and they open up the big wooden windows on the sides, and it's just.
And 7 days a week, there's music.
Yeah, all the time.
I tell you, it's highly impressive. I was not the same after I'd been the first time in August. I mean, lived here my whole life in Texas, basically, until I moved to Tennessee. Go to Luckenbach, and I'm thinking, Lord, this is what it is, you know?
Yeah, and the deal is, it's kind of for people whose soul is moved by the music, it is, there is something, I guess, could be considered spiritual.
Absolutely.
About the place.
I agree with
that. But any given day, you can go out and you can hear people out there performing original music.
That's right.
All the picker circles that take place out there, the Sunday afternoon shows on the outdoor stage, the Friday night dances, the Saturday night big show. It's always something going on.
Remember all the afternoons we did in 2010?
Oh, yeah.
Seems like a long time ago, don't it?
Yeah.
That was fun.
I'm having a hard time keeping the years separate,
Yeah. We've done a lot of stuff there over the years. It's really cool.
Yeah, what is it? What year is this? 2015?
15. We're in the future, baby.
We are.
We're in the future.
We are in the now. I imagine.
Well, it has been such a pleasure having you guys in this morning. Bridget London and Jill Kinsey.
Thank you.
Now, you are playing tomorrow night in Austin.
I am. Tonight, I'm in Fayetteville.
Tonight with
Peebo's? For the series, for a Peebo-sized house. And they just sent me a text that through the House of Blues, I guess the House of Blues Foundation, they have a new stage and lighting, and they're so excited to have that for the series.
Fantastic.
So cannot wait to see that. Of course, Willie greets you at the door at Peebo-sized house when you walk in.
Nice.
You have to go there to know what we mean. Yeah. And then tomorrow night is the big Dolly Parton birthday bash in Alston at the mm-hmm. High Road in Dawson. And then Saturday we get back and we're in Floribama on Sunday. And, of course, if you're not in Alston, you should be at the Hunt Store seeing the Brothers Large tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the Hunt Store in Hunt.
The boys. Looking forward to going out and seeing them do their brand of magic again.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, let's see. We've got about 45 seconds left. Anything else you want to top it off with?
Well, thank you for all you do. And want to tell people to go check out Jill's music.
Oh, thank you. JillKinsey.com. You can find anything you want to know about me.
K-I-N-S-E-Y, like yes. A Kinsey report.
She's got a new EP out.
Yes, I do.
Called World I'm Living In.
Yes, and you can find it on iTunes.
That's right.
Okay, somebody wants to connect with the series.
They can contact lhtsavc@gmail.com. Okay. And
lhtsavc@gmail.com. Okay.
And facebook.com/ Last Honky Tonk Music Series.
Last Honky Tonk Music Series. Ladies. It is always a pleasure seeing y'all. Thank y'all so much for getting up and making the trip this morning.
Thank you
for having us.
Anytime. The door is always open. And thank y'all, everybody, for tuning in and listening this morning. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow for It's Finally Friday. Adios.
Amarillo, San Antone, any old place I call my home, I gotta go. I got Texas in my soul.